Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today for God Is. Indeed He is, and we honor and praise Him. If you are new to this broadcast or podcast, I want to welcome you. Each weekday, we gather together to learn something more about God, His relationship to us, and our relationship to Him. We love having you here, and I want to invite you to be with us 5 days a week. You can download this podcast from the God Is website and listen. Tell others about this as well. The website is www.godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. And if you click the link for contact on the homepage, you can reach me by email or sending a letter to my post office box. I enjoy hearing from you, so let me know how you listen by writing to me today. We're also on Facebook. The handle is God Is Podcast. On Facebook, it's God Is Podcast. And we are on Instagram. On Instagram, search for godis.podcast. That is godis.podcast. The easiest way to reach us on social media is to go to godisministry.org and click the links for Facebook and Instagram. Follow us there and like our pages. Thank you. As you know, if you've been with us, we are in the Old Testament book of Job, chapter 33. We have outlined the book of Job into three acts, and we are in Act 2, Scene 10. This covers Job chapters 32 to 37. We do not have time for a verse-by-verse teaching, so I'm being selective. And today we come down to verses 19 to 22 of Job chapter 33. So if you are not driving or otherwise not multitasking, you can open your Bible, and please do so to Job chapter 33. Let me remind you or inform you for the first time that the context here is Job trying to make sense of his suffering, and he is now visited by a man named Elihu. Last time we saw that Elihu speaks words of wisdom to Job that include this reality: if we think God is going to explain to us why we endure trials, then we do not understand who God is and who we are. We are mere creatures. God is God. God does not have to answer to us, and He will not. What God commands of us is that we trust Him. He does not command that we question Him and demand answers from Him. However, while God does not give an account to us, God does speak to us. The question is, are we listening? Well, today we move forward in Job chapter 33, but I really want to encourage you. If you were not with us yesterday, you missed a key episode in our ongoing discovery of God. I want to invite you to get the podcast and listen. All you have to do to get this is go to godisministry.org on your web browser, and right in the center of the homepage will be episode number 693 with the title Act 2, Scene 10, Part 3. That is episode 693 with the title Act 2, Scene 10, Part 3. That will cover earlier verses here in Job chapter 33. Do not miss it. Any questions? Write to me today. Elihu then presses on in chapter 33 and verses 19 through 22, saying that indeed God will allow physical pain and suffering in our lives, even to the point of death, as a way to speak to us. I would love to take the time to read to you these verses, but we have to keep moving. The clock says so. However, if you doubt that God can or will use physical sickness in your life, read Job 33, 19 to 22. Actually, read the rest of chapter 33. I will now only read and comment on verses 29 and 30. This is Job 33, verses 29 and 30. Behold, God does all these oftentimes with men, to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of life. Oh yes, we suffer oftentimes. Stop there. Oftentimes, this means more than once. Something I have learned about God is that he will keep on testing us until we pass the test. If he has a lesson for us to learn, he will teach it, sometimes through physical suffering. If we learn the lesson and pass this test, that's good. But if we persist in our sin, if we fail his test, then we get the test again, somewhere down the line. God is our best teacher, and he examines us. And we would do well to study hard and get a passing grade when we are initially tested. And do not miss God's purpose in the test. Verse 30 says it is to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of life. God is gracious. I say it again, God is gracious. His goal is to turn us away from spiritual death to spiritual life. God uses suffering in our lives to rescue our souls from death. Is it possible that your business failed because God knew that for you to have a successful, prosperous business would take you away from him, would devastate your soul? Yes, that is quite possible. Is it possible that you did not get a better job with a better employer in your work because God knew that for you to have that job with that company would take you away from him, would devastate your soul? Well, yes, that is quite possible. Did God see to it that your relationship with that man or that woman did not work out? You experienced a sad breakup because God knew that for you to marry that person would take you away from him, would devastate your soul? Yes. That is quite possible. Did you receive a rejection letter from that school that you really, really wanted to get to go to because God knew that for you to go to that particular school this coming fall would take you away from him, would devastate your soul? Yes, that is quite possible. You see where I'm going with this, and I could give examples all day and night. All this is possible, just like it is possible that God has not always prospered, made a success out of my ministry, because God knew that if he did that, it would take prideful me away from him, that a fruitful ministry would devastate my soul. Oh yes, this is quite possible, my friend. And you thought pastors never had any problems? That's not true. God uses suffering in our lives the same way he does in yours. I suggest to you even more so. Yes, all of God's people have trials and testing that he gives to us. As Elihu says, oftentimes, plural, more than once. But I urge you not to miss God's purpose in the test. Job 33, verse 30 says it is to bring back his soul from the pit that he may be enlightened with the light of life. God is gracious. I say it again, God is gracious. His goal is to turn us away from spiritual death to spiritual life. God uses suffering in our lives to rescue our souls from death, not just physical death, but spiritual death. One of the problems many of God's people have is that we do not see the graciousness of God in our suffering, trials, and tests, and in our struggles and problems. We do not turn to the Lord and really seek him, not for answers, but for comfort. You see, if we believe that God is moving in our lives by his grace, then we will be responsive to him. But if we believe that lie that God is somehow cruel and unloving, indeed that he is lacking in grace, then we will tend to resist him. And we sort of have these two ways in which it goes with Christians. Either there is an acceptance of the grace of God, or there is a rejection of God as one who is not as gracious as we originally thought. So when responding to suffering, the Christian either draws closer to the Lord or withdraws away from the Lord. Sometimes we do both. We go back and forth like on a seesaw at the playground. We fluctuate like a lover with flower petals. He loves me, he loves me not. God is gracious. God is gracious not. We are all over the place. But thanks be to God, he is consistent, he is faithful, he is unchanging, he is as firm as a rock. The Bible consistently throughout, not just here in Job 33, verse 30, but everywhere teaches that God is gracious. I pray today that you will receive the grace of God in your trials and troubles. Do not reject him, but embrace him. Go to him. Talk to him. Tell him honestly all that bothers you. Unveil your pain to the Lord God and receive in return his amazing grace for you. If you are someone who does not have a personal and intimate relationship with God because you are not someone who has yet put your faith in Jesus Christ, then I want to invite you to reach out to me as our time together soon ends. You can learn more about Jesus and his grace and love for you, how he alone has provided the way to know God and to experience his grace in two ways. First, if you go to the website I mentioned earlier, godisministry.org, and click The Gospel at the top of the homepage, I will explain why you, like all of us, need Jesus Christ. Privately and quietly, just go to www.godisministry.org and click The Gospel at the top of the homepage. Read it and believe this for yourself. And or write to me today. My addresses are about to be given, so jot these down. On that same website's homepage, you can click Contact to reach me. I want to tell you more about Jesus Christ so that you will know of the grace of God. And join me tomorrow for more of God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.